Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. Suppose I could do it now. I'm nervous though, because we have some native Arabic speakers in the house. I just requested a song that I wrote. I lived in my student days in the Middle East for a little while in Cairo, and I wrote a lot of songs about it. And this one I wrote when I was traveling in Syria with my friend, and we stopped into this cheapest hotel in the Lonely Planet guidebook of Syria. It was in the north in a town called Deir Azur. And the guy that ran the hotel was a poet. And when I got to, when we arrived, I had my guitar with me. And he saw that I was a kindred spirit. And he began sharing his poems with me very slowly in Arabic and English. And I told him about a song that I had written, that I was working on at the time, from the point of view of two kids, an American kid and an Iraqi kid. And he said he would write me a verse for the Iraqi child. And he, it was close enough to the border that he spoke some Iraqi dialect. So that's what the second verse of this song is. I apologize, it's twice removed from any actual Iraqi speaker, so.
In a field.